Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the third week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Her preaching is entitled, Consider the Questions.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat just as he was, and other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even wind and sea obey?" We live in stormy times, do we not? Violent squalls of one sort or another arise in just about every corner of the globe. Darkness covers the earth in innumerable ways and too often settles in our own hearts and spirits. In addition to wars, both actual and threatened, there are major political and religious storms brewing, along with a widespread atmosphere of confusion and suspicion, fear and anxiety. We can easily relate to today's gospel story from Mark, the storm at sea. The disciples and Jesus board the boat as night is falling. Soon waves are crashing and filling the boat with water. The disciples panic and wake up their sleeping master, questioning him, "Don't you care about us? We're perishing." It's the questions asked in this passage that get us to the heart of its meanings. To the disciples' question, Jesus responds with two others. Right after calming the wind and the waters, he asks them, first, "Why are you afraid?" And second, "Don't you have faith yet?" In our darkened time of storminess, these queries feel addressed to us, too. It does sometimes feel to us that God has abandoned us, or at least is asleep, and doesn't seem to care that we are afraid, that we need to be rescued, and our Savior is nowhere to be found. Maybe the call to us today is to hear anew the questions of Jesus. Why are we afraid? And don't we have faith yet? In the scripture story, the disciples awakened Jesus. Maybe it is we who need to be awakened now, reawakened to what can really save us in our turbulence, whether it's in our personal lives or in the public sphere. What really strengthens us? Have we allowed ourselves to be distracted and maybe even numbed by the allure of fake gods, like total self-reliance, a facade of invincibility, a go-it-alone mentality? Have we forgotten that we are all of us, in this boat together? When the COVID pandemic struck the whole world in 2020, Pope Francis, in a reflection on this scripture passage, spoke these words as a prayer, and I quote, "Lord, in this world that you love more than we do, we have gone ahead at breakneck speed, feeling powerful and able to do anything. We were not shaken awake by wars of injustice across the world, nor did we listen to the cries of the poor or of our ailing planet. Now that we are in a stormy sea, wake up, Lord. End of quote. I would add, wake us up, so that we might seriously ponder the questions. Do we not yet have faith? With all of our experiences of Christ's grace and power in our personal lives, along with a shared history with so many other companions on this journey, who have chosen absolute trust in God, showing their unshakable knowing of God's trustworthiness, even amidst relentless and all-pervasive adversity and trial. Today's gospel challenge is clear. Consider the questions it poses to us, questions about our fears and our faith. At the end, the disciples wonder as they stand in awe of what they have witnessed, and they ask, "Who then is this whom even wind and sea obey?" We know the answer.